This is the Rick Edelman Show.
And in news this week, we're told that President-elect Joe Biden plans to nominate former Federal Reserve Chairwoman Janet Yellen to become the next Treasury Secretary. And if it's true, and if she gets through Senate confirmation, she'd be the first woman to hold the job. She was also the first woman to lead the Fed. And the actual formal announcement of her nomination isn't likely to be for a few more weeks. But an interesting fact about the Treasury Secretary is they are actually fifth in line in the presidential line of succession. And in their role as Treasury Secretary, they oversee so many areas of our economy. But right now, the most important is likely to be the economic recovery, right? She'll have to decide if the Treasury is going to reactivate some of the lending programs that the Fed and Treasury had launched earlier in the pandemic. But just a few weeks ago, current Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said that the Treasury would not extend many of the emergency lending programs that were running in tandem with the Federal Reserve, which was a declining an extension that had been sought by the Fed, and it would end many of the Fed's emergency lending facilities, such as the Main Street Lending Program and Municipal Liquidity Facility, which issue loans to struggling businesses or local governments. He also requested that unspent money be allocated to the Fed under the CARES Act, or the money that was allocated to the Fed be reallocated by Congress. This prompted a very rare public statement by the Fed. Their response is, and I quote, "The Federal Reserve would prefer that the full suite of emergency facilities established during the coronavirus pandemic continue to serve their important role as a backstop for our still strained and vulnerable economy." Mnuchin did also request a 90-day extension for a few of the programs that operate through the markets. But ultimately, this could matter to you as a small or mid-sized business or an unemployed who may be seeking one of these loans. And it also matters ultimately to investors who are going to get the jitters or have already gotten the jitters thinking about the Fed and the Treasury cutting off their access to some liquidity. So we'll have to wait and see how this shakes out between Yellen, Mnuchin, and Powell. And while all this infighting about stimulus is going on, what we do know is that many businesses are still struggling and the number of unemployed has continued to tick up. Unemployment claims are still more than three times higher than they were during this same period last year. And economists are worrying that a growing number of people are exhausting the typical jobless benefits offered through the states. And after that, the unemployed are rolled into other government programs like the Pandemic Emergency Unemployment Compensation Program that runs longer. The PEUC, as they call it, the claims rose to 4.4 million in the week that ended on October 31st. But overall, in total, 20.3 million Americans were receiving some form of jobless benefits from the government at the end of October. The pandemic benefits that Washington created in the spring are set to expire on December 31st.
Advisory services offered through Financial Engines Advisors, LLC, a federally registered investment advisor and wholly owned subsidiary of Edelman Financial Engines, LLC. Financial Engines Advisors may also be referred to as Edelman Financial Engines or Financial Engines. Results are not guaranteed.